Today's episode is going to be slightly truncated and just hold lots of different elements of different threads that I've been talking about. So here we go. Yesterday, I wrote a Friday update saying that we should just start with the good first. We've now reached, as of today, Saturday, 8,581 members. And I have to say that I never thought that this group would reach that number. In just a short time, we've become the biggest and fastest growing community assistance group in Dane County. We built this. Along the way, we have helped countless people and hopefully brightened people's lives a little. It is the end of another work week, and things are tough. Just really, really tough out there for you. In Wisconsin alone, we've lost over 386,000 private sector jobs. We have to begin calling this what it is. It's another economic depression of a different nature to the economic depression that hit us in the 1930s. Too many of you are struggling, be it the small business owners. We're struggling to make payroll. Countless decisions on your plate, or those who are just struggling to keep things on track, keep their life plans on track. Far too many have had their futures entirely derailed by this crisis. We will see each other through this crisis and beyond. If you need to talk, you know where to find us. If you want to volunteer your time, you know where to look. If you need help, you know where to begin asking around. Our motto is simple, and I'm not going to say that it's original because it's just something that I found around and really thought applied to us. It's simply thus. We can't help everyone, but everyone can help someone. We are here for you. We are Dane County neighbors. Thank you for being a part of this. And that is just the core of everything that we are trying to do. I love the energy that many of our community leaders are bringing to the table to make everyone in Dane County's lives better. Their desire to make the lives of middle-class families all across our state better is unmatched across most of the country. But I don't think that the conversation is moving far and fast enough. Our community is a family. That's part of why I started this group. Our interactions, our politics, our place in society are a family discussion, one that needs to really be more constructive and productive. The quality of the discussion in many of the groups that I've been in the past before I started this group has atrophied. Once upon a time, new ideas were brought into being by the interplay between a healthy right of center and a healthy left of center. The problem is, in our country and elsewhere, that this process is ailing. In Dane County, for example, we've just moved past the dichotomies of the past. If this crisis has taught me anything, and it should have taught you anything, there can be no us versus them. We are all in this together. We need our community, and even when we feel lost or betrayed, we cannot forget that we are not alone, and that those who we see as the opposition are just as scared and lonely as we are. There's desperation out there. There's fighting. We're fighting each other over who is more correct. And we have decided that we have only ourselves and our small community to depend on. We are not, like some people want to say, all we have. We are not all we have. We are here for each other, and there are other people out there. There's no discussion anymore. We see each other not as friends, but as enemies, and that's just wrong. There's no interplay of ideas, and if we're gonna make this time, make our way through this time together, we're gonna have to start listening to each other and talking to each other in a more constructive way. And I really think that on our group, it's worked like that. But I want to work on expanding this culture of inclusivity and neighborly feeling to a wider segment of the community. We must go back to, if we're going to argue, we're going to have to fight each other in the battle of ideas. The conversation around changing society in a constructive way has really died of late. We need to inspire our community to once again take up new solutions to fight age-old problems. Our dialogue needs to come from within our communities again. We are going to disagree with each other, and that is going to be okay. Homogeneity does not exist in our world. We are different, each of us having different experiences and pains. But we are a community, and if I've learned one thing from this group, we are better together than apart. I have seen this community grow to over 8,500 people, and I have seen the support that we have given to each other. We will not always agree, and that's fine. Let our disagreements play out in the public arena, and let's gather more people to the issues that bind us together. We need to set the divisions aside and come together as a community again. We might hear new ideas that we like. It is a disservice to the public, to ourselves, and to the nation when these disagreements are quashed. And I have seen some of that in other communities. Right now, I'm sure that many of you have great ideas for how to improve our community. And unfortunately, our system tends to silence newcomers to the debate. That's not okay. This debate does not have to be political. We are stronger together. We are better than our differences, and we can and must change how we think about each other. I see this in our group. I see this in our crisis. While there are some who say we can only rely on those who think like this, I have seen that this is not the case. We are neighbors helping neighbors, and we are better together. When we do not challenge ourselves, when we do not challenge each other, we start to feel lonely and cut off from the world. It is not easy looking within, and it is not easy challenging ourselves, but we can always be better. The lack of challenge from outside sources has led us to become complacent in our fight to capture the hearts and minds of our community, to make our community a better place. We must fight against this stagnation. We must fight against complacency and old school thinking. This begins with challenging even those we admire most to be better, to embrace new ideas, to embrace a new beginning, even if it means passing the torch to the next generation and stepping aside. Our future must be shared together, or we as a democracy will die together. We must see that our differences do not define us. A house divided cannot stand. And when we put ourselves into categories, when we start to think that our neighbors are not there for us, we aid and abet this division, preying on it for short-sighted gains. We need to move back to a shared reality. We need to begin to fight real problems again. We as a society must give everyone the chance to be the best that they can be, to do what they want to do, and to live wherever they desire. This will mean change, but working together, anything is possible. A new generation is rising up to tackle the challenges of today, but that is not enough. We must never again become complacent. Some may tackle the challenges of today and yesterday. We must begin to look to the horizon and recognize the fact that there are clouds looming. We can be the light that pierces those clouds, a beacon shining the light toward that shared destiny that we can only make working together. We live in the world that we choose to build. Let us build an even better one. We must never be content with enjoying today's small victories. Not until everyone is given their dignity back can we even dream of resting. That is what I stand for and what we should all strive for. and I know that it is possible. I see that hope in each and every one of you. I see that we recognize our shared dignity, and while some will say that we have to be political to do this, I do not see that to be the case. If I have learned even one thing from this community, we all need help. All of us need love and compassion and to recognize that we are not the same, but that we are all human. I share this with all of you now because I appreciate each and every one of you. I know that some of us struggle more than others during this crisis. I know that the economically disadvantaged and the minority members of our society are taking this crisis a lot harder than some of us are, than I am, and I know that it is sometimes hard to see outside of one's own bubble, but I see you. I appreciate you all for all you do. And while we do not always understand what each other is going through, I know that we are willing to listen. I am willing to listen. New problems require new vision. We need leaders who never rest. Never stop looking over that horizon. A leader must never be content with their own work and always be striving for new solutions. We must never fear making mistakes along the way and answering for them. We must never be afraid to ask for guidance. It is we, the people, who must stand together again. We are better than our differences, and I can see that it is easy to blame others for the problems of the world, but even when there is a guilty party, we cannot let that turn us from the community. We cannot let ourselves give up hope and turn to cynicism. I see that hope in all of you. I see the hope for our future. I leave you with these thoughts. There is no politics. There is only us. We are not Democrat or Republican. Socialist or capitalist. We are human, we are community, we are that ray of light shining through to our future. We are hope. Here is to rebuilding our shared destiny as neighbors.